Last week's Albany Democratic primary shook the local political landscape with a majority of winning or leading candidates riding to victory aboard the wave of progressive support for mayoral candidate Kathy Sheehan, a fact that hasn't gone unnoticed by those in higher circles, like Sheehan ally Congressman Paul Tonko.
Yeah, there were a group of people out there, I think, that were hooking up together in their campaign strategy with a lot of grassroots efforts that had preceded them.
Times Union reporter Jordan Carlio Evangelist continues following three very close council races.
The second ward in the South End, the fifth ward in West Hill, and the eighth ward up off New Scotland Avenue and Whitehall Road, that the final result's going to come down to counting absentee ballots. Those ballots will start to be counted tomorrow. They're going to start with the eighth ward, which is a race between Lenny Ricciuti and Jack Flynn. They'll start counting those tomorrow morning. They're separated by about 50 votes with more than that left to be counted, and they'll move on to the second and fifth ward on Thursday.
First ward council member Dom Calcellaro believes the primary demonstrates a move away from the more ethnocentric Democratic machine toward younger candidates representing a myriad of cultural and social backgrounds, reflecting Albany's changing population.
It could be as many as 7 out of 15 new members, so that's going to be pretty significant. And Kathy did help and support, you know, that, and then the council members supported her. They were running back and forth some of these races, and all those council members that were running or people that were running for the council seats, they all won, including Dorcia Players, who I had supported to be my successor. So I think it was kind of a message that, you know, people in Albany, they did want to change.
It has often been said over the past month that the handwriting is on the wall for the last remnants of Albany's once invincible Democratic machine, whose ghost has been hovering above city elections for the last two decades. But does the 2013 primary really signal the death of the machine, or is it more accurately a reflection of poor voter turnout? 11th Ward Council member Anton Konev lost his primary to Sheehan ally Jed Crasher. But Konev is confident he can win his seat in November. He's on the ballot on the Independence party line.
Considering that there are about 800 to 900 voters, only 226 of them have so far spoken for a particular candidate.
A good chunk of Konev's voting block used to cast ballots at 400 Central Avenue, a high-rise building home to many elderly, disabled, and people who don't have cars. If they want to vote, they have to travel.
It was moved away across Central Avenue and across Nava Street to the Blicker Stadium. So a lot of the seniors and disabled folks simply didn't come out.
So the question for you is, how do you get them out to vote in the general election?
We're going to speak to the Board of Elections, see if they could realize their mistake or disenfranchising voters.
The machine may be dead. Apparently, there is still room for political shenanigans, at least in the 5th Ward. Again, Jordan Carlio Evangelist.
A woman appears to have tried to vote on an affidavit ballot in the 5th Ward using the address of a vacant building on Lexington Avenue. The interesting sort of wrinkle to that is that that vacant building is owned by the brother of one of the candidates in that race.
The alarm was first raised by Sam Coleman, who finished second behind Mark Robinson Tuesday in unofficial primary night returns. In his Times Union story, Carlio Evangelist notes that the affidavit ballot in question has not yet been counted and may not be, pending the outcome of the investigation. And lest we forget, the general election in November will, in effect, be taking the pulse of the new political upheaval, if there is one, in Albany. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.